This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen. First of the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives meeting postponed until Wednesday after opposition and ruling parties failed to reach consensus on visit visa scam. National Assembly unanimously passes Ship Operation and Management Bill. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli consults with locals to resolve disputes over Kathmandu-Tarai Expressway. Health Ministry directs government pharmacies to ensure supplies required for organ transplantation, and US and China set to meet for new round of trade talks in London on Monday. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for today has been adjourned until coming Wednesday. According to the Parliament Secretariat, the meeting of the lower house could not be convened at the stipulated time at 3:35 p.m., resulting in the postponement until Wednesday at 1 p.m. The House of Representatives failed to meet after a consensus could not be reached between the opposition parties and the ruling parties to resume the House session. The opposition parties, including the main opposition, have been obstructing the House since the past few days, demanding a parliamentary committee to investigate the visit visa scam and Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak's resignation. The National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament, today passed the Ship Operation and Management Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat. The proposal to pass the bill presented by Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal was unanimously approved in today's meeting of the National Assembly. Prior to that, the meeting had unanimously approved the proposal to discuss the Ship Operation and Management Bill along with the report of the Legislative Management Committee. Responding to the queries raised during the discussions on proposal, Minister Dahal expressed confidence that the presented bill would pave the way for operating vessels on internal waterways, allowing Nepal's access to the sea through waterways. Likewise, today's meeting of the National Assembly unanimously approved the Customs Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat. In the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel presented a proposal to consider the Customs Bill 2080 received from the House of Representatives with a meeting. Rather, a message. With the arrival of monsoon, the cases of dengue infection have increased. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, a total of 1,255 dengue cases have been reported from January 1st to June 8th of this year. As of today, dengue cases have been recorded in 72 districts across the country, with the highest number of cases reported in Kathmandu, which is 132. Health Ministry officials have stressed the need for collective action involving communities and non-governmental organizations to effectively control the infection. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has discussed with the local residents and their representatives from Kokana and Bungamati regarding the disputes and resolution concerned with the initial point of the Kathmandu-Tarai-Madhes Expressway. Coordinator of Local People's Concerns Committee, Nepal Dongol, and other representatives met the Prime Minister and provided with their suggestions as an alternative way to resolve the dispute. The committee has offered an alternative to shift the starting point of the expressway to Dukuchap, which would also help resolve the dispute and would preserve the civilization and cultures of Kokana too. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli shared with the local leaders that he would once visit the site to help resolve the dispute before reaching a decision, and made it clear that the government had no intention to carry out development works by inflicting any harm to the local community. The expressway, with the total length of 70.97 kilometers, is estimated to cost 211.93 billion rupees and scheduled to be completed by mid-April in 2026. The Ministry of Health and Population has issued a circular mandating the availability of all necessary supplies required for organ transplantation within government-run pharmacies. The circular directs government hospitals and institutions to ensure that all goods needed for organ transplantation and related procedures are available within hospital pharmacies. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathoki stated that secretary-level decision instructed to the government pharmacies to maintain adequate supplies of these necessities and to publicly display price lists. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has mobilized its subordinate bodies to carry out study about the status of lumpy skin and African swine fever infections reported in domesticated animals in different parts of the country and to find out effective measures to control them immediately. A meeting of the concerned officials held under chairmanship of Agriculture Minister Ramnath Adhikari today decided to form a team under the coordination of senior veterinarian under the Department of Livestock Services. The committee comprises representatives from the Central Veterinary Laboratory, concerned officials under provincial ministry and local levels. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A new round of talks aimed at resolving the trade war between the US and China are set to take place in London on Monday. According to the BBC, a senior US delegation, including Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, will meet with Chinese representatives such as Vice Premier He Lifeng to resolve tensions between the world's two largest economies, which is threatening global growth. Chinese exports of rare earths, which are crucial for modern technology, as well as Beijing's access to US products, including computer chips, are expected to be high on the agenda. Last month, Washington and Beijing agreed a temporary truce over trade tariffs, but each country has since accused the other of breaching the deal. The new round of negotiation follows a phone call between Donald Trump and China's leader Xi Jinping last week, which the US president described as a very good talk. Protest against immigration raids in Los Angeles appears to have quietened down overnight after a third day of unrest. The BBC cited officials in Los Angeles as calling for protesters to stay peaceful as National Guard troops are deployed in the city. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass urged protesters not to engage in violence and chaos. In a post on X, Mayor Bass writes that she met with Governor Gavin Newsom and law enforcement officials a little earlier to discuss public safety. California Governor Gavin Newsom has called Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard an illegal and immoral act and threatened to sue the administration. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting postponed until Wednesday after opposition and ruling parties failed to reach consensus on visit visa scam. National Assembly unanimously passes Sheep Oppression and Management Bill. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli consults with locals to resolve disputes over Kathmandu-Tarai Expressway. Health Ministry directs government pharmacies to ensure supplies required for organ transplantation. And US and China are set to meet for a new round of trade talks in London on Monday. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.